It's not always easy to pick the right IoT device for your solution or to find it. And it's not always easy when you're a device manufacturer to find your customers, to have your devices discovered as well. The new Azure Certified Device Program will help you both. And Charles Broadfoot from the Azure IoT team is here on the IoT Show today to tell us everything we need to know. Everyone, you're watching the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we have Charles Broadfoot, who is here to tell us everything we need to know about this new certification, which is called the Azure Certified Device Program. Charles, welcome to the IoT Show today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are having us. We're in your home right now, like we are all these days. But before we jump into the topic itself, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What are you doing at Microsoft?
So my name's Charles Broadfoot. I'm a senior program manager in the Azure Edge Devices team, and been with Microsoft for about 15 years, and I'm working on a new updated Azure Certified Device Program.
Now you're intriguing me. Well, I know the things we discussed that about before, but so what is that Azure Certified Device Program? What's new in there? There used to be one, so we'll kind of like talk about some of the differences or what's new. But like in a nutshell, what's going on in that space?
So the Azure Certified Device Program is a program that enables device builders to list their devices on a program, make them visible to solution developers, and get access to our Azure Certified Device logo that they can use with their products and their own websites.
Nice. So you started already discussing a bit about that, but I'd like for you to tell me a bit more about why we're doing that. What are we trying to achieve here with this program? In terms of our partners and customers, what's in it for them?
So one of the challenges that we've heard from our customers and our partners is that folks that are building devices have a really difficult time understanding who their audience is and targeting that audience and building the right device for the for that audience. At the same time, one of the challenges that the solution developers have is finding the right device that meets their needs. The program's really is supposed to help bridge those gaps, to help bring the device builders and the solution developers together. And so this is what we're trying to accomplish.
Charles, this sounds pretty cool, but we already had a certification program. So why are we actually changing things in that program? What is it that motivated our changes?
Sure. So our existing certification program was really focused on capability validation. But what we heard from a lot of our customers and our partners is that they were really looking for a simpler message, a message really that, that gave them confidence that it just works. As we started to rethink of how our certification program should be envisioned, we started mapping it to basic promises. And I brought a couple slides along to kind of help show what this story looks like. The Azure Certified Device Program becomes a baseline for everything that's going to be certified. And this Azure Certified Device, the idea is that it does basic validation that the device connects with Azure and that it can be provisioned securely through DPS, and then potentially even or optionally the Azure can connect back with the device.
So Charles, this new baseline sounds very similar to the previous certification program that we used to have. Well, it sounds to me it's more a matter of a promise in terms of the test and what's going to be in there. But if it's a baseline, so what's next? What's going to come on top of that baseline as a promise for the solution builders?
So to help device builders better differentiate and help solution builders better identify the types of devices they're looking for, we're having these incremental certification programs that build upon the Azure Certified Device. And the first of those is the IoT Plug and Play certification program. And that's a program that really has a promise around reducing the amount of device code that a solution builder has to write to make this device work with their solution.
So we discussed already IoT plug and play on the IoT show before. So I suppose now the promise through certification is that the device will do what the capability model is about. So it has this kind of interfaces, this kind of methods it supports, this kind of telemetry will send, so that the solution builder now can just be guaranteed that the device will do that because the certification program will test that, correct?
That's right. That's right. And it really makes it easy for the solution builder to find a product that's just going to work with their solution. If you haven't seen the video with Koichi Hiro, go out and check that out. It'll help go into more details on that.
Definitely. It's earlier in the queue of the IoT show, which direction, I don't know, but somewhere. So Charles, what's going on with the IoT edge devices? Because you were talking about, the baseline for connecting the devices, there's a plug and play on top of that in terms of a promise. What about edge?
So the edge managed program is an evolution of our legacy IoT edge program, which validates the ability to deploy the edge runtime and deploy and update models such as AI models and other apps.
So the new program is pretty complete. So you have the baseline, which actually all the devices have to comply with. And then you have the IoT plug and play part, which is becoming more and more pervasive in the space because you want, as a solution builder, to really understand what a device does without having to recode your application each time there's a new device. And now there's the edge managed. I like the way it has the word managed because it's a lot about device management as well. How you manage the software running on these devices, on these boxes that can run different type of AI models and things like that. So do I have it right?
Yeah. No, I think that's a great summary.
Awesome. So if I understand, everyone can. That's great. And so what is that new catalog looking like? Because to highlight all of that, new set of promises that are tested and then certified, you need to have a catalog to find the devices that make these promises. So I think you came with a little slide that shows, the what's new in the catalog.
That's right. This is what the new catalog is going to look like. We're going to have the ability to promote featured devices. We're going to have a more modernized search. And we're going to even able, for companies that list a distributor, we're going to enable a workflow that allows customers to actually reach out and buy those devices.
Nice. So beyond just like surfing the catalog, what are the key call to actions for developers, both on the device side of things and on the solution development side of things?
So I think that the first call to action really is that if you're already a Microsoft network partner, go out and certify your device. If you're not, go out and become a Microsoft partner, and you can do that at partner.microsoft.com. And we also have some really new and exciting programs that we're investigating. So be sure to stay tuned, and you may be able to participate in a preview of those programs as they come available.
Well, now that's interesting. I'm sure people will be interested there. Last one question for you, Charles. If I had a device already certified, in the past with the previous certification program, how hard is it going to be to get certified with this new program, at least for the baseline?
It should not be hard. If you've already certified your devices with our previous programs, it's going to be as easy as just going through the process one more time.
Awesome. Thanks, Charles, for that overview of the new Azure Certified Device Program. If you want to learn more about this program, you can visit aka.ms/IoT show/Azure Certified Device. This is a nice blog post that re-explains in details what Charles just presented. Charles, thanks for coming to the show today. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope to have you again on the show for more, because you just gave us a little teaser about upcoming additional promises or parts to this program. I can foresee AI and stuff like that in the future, right?
That's right. That's right. It's coming.
Awesome. Charles, thanks. Everyone, thanks for watching the IoT show. Do not forget to subscribe and be sure to get notified when we have new episodes coming soon. See you soon. Bye.